there, in his glorified body, sacramentally present, has the use of all five senses. He sees us. He hears us. He feels. He tastes. He smells. Our Jesus is truly with us. That gives a whole new meaning, I think, to the phrase, prisoner of the tabernacle. And all of this, our devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, to our Lord at the Mass, does not have to be, as it is for saints, a matter of mysticism or even of high drama. You know, the joy and the peace of just sitting quietly in the divine presence and looking fixedly at the tabernacle or the monstrance, but know that he sees you even as you see him. I'd remember the tale of the Curé of Ars, that old peasant man who came every day and sat in the back of church, sometimes for a long time. And one day, the parish priest, the curé, asked him, "My friend," he said, "what do you do all that time sitting in your pew?" And he answered in the native patois, he said, "Moi, je lui avise, lui il m'avise," which means, "I look at him, and he looks at me, and that is all." So you see that high drama, that great spiritual gifts are not required here, signs and wonders. But when you consider our Lord's holy face, crowned with thorns, actually present in a few minutes at benediction, and his face covered with tears and with blood, as well as the sweat and the dust and the spittle, St. Bridget says that Our Lady told her that our Lord's eyes, because of the crowning with thorns, were so full of blood that in order to see his Blessed Mother, he had to squint with great force to clear his eyes of the blood for even a moment. Well, in that case, for saints who understand these things far better than we sinners do, you could understand that. A Padre Pio say, all tears at Mass. St. Francis of Assisi, they say, wept tears of blood. St. Alphonsus, St. Gemma Galgani, so many of the stigmatics, St. Vincent Ferrer, the flying saint, Joseph Cupertino, our own American, French-American Little Rose of Rhode Island, and of course, the Curé of Ars and the great Blessed Sacrament saint, Blessed Pierre-Julien Aymar. How could we, knowing what we know of our faith, how could we be indifferent? I mean, asleep, like the three apostles at Gethsemane, much less showing scorn and irreverence, as did the soldiers playing games, gambling with the dice at the foot of the cross. "Padre, why do you cry so much at Mass?" people would ask Padre Pio, and he would answer in his own typically gruff but pious way, "What are these few tears compared with what takes place on the altar? There should be torrents of tears." Did you know that Padre Pio made all of the people in the church kneel for the entire Mass, and he never said a short one. Do any of you remember Andy? Andy was a man who was, I think, a little bit mentally retarded, and one man that used to come to our church, Chris Ritzy. Well, he would bring him to church, and this happened in the new church. It was right there at the foot of the pulpit. For some reason, and I never found out why, he started weeping during a Mass. I don't think it was the eloquence of my sermon, but in any case, there he was during the sermon, just weeping away. I've never seen anyone weep like that. It was a wonderful thing to behold. He wept buckets, so much so that we had to clean up the puddle as though there were one of our regular leaks from the ceiling down on the floor. But this time, it came from human eyes. What about us? We believe, we see God in the Blessed Sacrament, at the elevation of the Mass, at the Ecce Agnus Dei of Communion, at Exposition, at Benediction. And yet there are those who frequently miss, there are those who never would think to come during the week, and for Benediction, oh no, not unless they have to, not even to sanctify the afternoon of the Lord's Day, not ever. When you know what we know, dear friends, that would be enough to make you weep. Seek his face. Seek, if not for the spiritual rewards promised. St. Gertrude has a great list of them. Rewards that will be given to you at the moment of your death, as many times as you have looked at our Lord with love and devotion, there will be that many saints at your deathbed. She tells us that's a promise she got from Christ. That many saints. And as many times as you look at him exposed in the sacred host with that same love and fervor and devotion, degrees of graces will be given you in the beatific vision, things that we don't even understand, but we can only imagine how wonderful they would be. But for the rest, remember this, and this should be enough for any of us. Here, he's waiting, and he's a friend, and he's a good friend, and he understands. And here is peace. And here for these weary eyes of ours, which have seen too much in our lives. He waits to cleanse them and to prepare them for the light of eternity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.